Climate change is making things worse, because as temperatures rise, storms dump more rain in shorter periods of time.
The intensity is a really important part of it.
When those bursts of rain happen, McGuire says the water doesn't have anywhere to go and overflows sewer and stormwater systems.
It is absolutely a climate problem that will continue to get worse.
It's not clear what caused the Potomac sewage spill. The pipe is from the 1960s. In an open letter, the head of the utility that manages the line, DC Water, echoed the risks that scientists like McGuire describe: old infrastructure, population growth, and climate change. The utility has said it found signs of corrosion during an inspection about a decade ago. McGuire says the section that broke was slated for repair.
So hopefully this is a little bit of a kick in the pants for everyone.
Because she says the risks around the country are growing.
We already have a chronic sort of slow bleed, but if we have a chronic explosion problem, that's going to be much more impactful than what we already have.
President Trump has tried to blame local Democratic leaders for the accident. However, DC Water is under federal oversight. The Environmental Protection Agency said it's committed to fulfilling its oversight role and to helping make sure the recovery happens as quickly as possible.
The ultimate authority that really needs to be aggressive in addressing this is the Environmental Protection Agency.
That's Mike Jarrell, another scientist at the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. He says the EPA also has to be the one leading programs to upgrade old sewer lines, like the one that broke in Maryland. Michael Copley, NPR News.